Hey, this is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
My head is heavy. It's dark and hard to see. I can barely swallow. Buried in the deep. There's a feeling in my gut. And I can recall everything that's ever happened to me. When I take my last breath and I finally go to sleep. Remember what I taught you. Mind your manners. Always say please, but don't bow down to nobody. Bloom where you planted and don't take anything for granted. Good things don't come easy, don't expect that they do. The wind will guide you. Heavy, it's dark and hard to see. I can barely swallow. Buried in the deep. My head is heavy. It's dark and hard to see. I can barely swallow. Buried in the deep. Hey. Bones, and I can recall everything that's ever called me home. When I take my last breath and I finally go to sleep, trust that I love you. Walk in your purpose, stick to your vision, don't let up. With their decisions, ask lots of questions. And without any question, never doubt yourself. Always love.
Women like a nice car, they like clean clothes, A man with education, heaven knows, who's got a good job, who wines and dines, who love live music, take her out sometimes. They like a good date. I got a little bit older and saw lots of fine women, so I decided to place my bet in this game of romance. And in the back of my mind, I thought about the few things that I was told to remember. So I checked myself to see what I might find. You know, I drive a nice car, I wear nice clothes, I got an education, I could show you my loans. I got a good job, I wine and dine, I love live music, take you out sometimes, but I got no date.
Appleby, Reinhardt, and Mahfood with No Date, winding down that block of great listening on today's edition of Gyno. I'm excited to wrap up our discussion with two of my favorite artists out there in the scene right now, and I mean any scene. This is right up my alley. We're talking blues. We're talking that old kind of just really visceral sound today. So again, I'll probably say it before our conversation is through, but congratulations on an amazing new release. What are the plans now? Of course, things are opening back up now. Are you able to hit the road again?
Yeah, we've been pretty darn busy the last year, I'd say, but it's a little strange that this is the first album we've put out, you know, that you're not on the road with and touring again right away. It is opening up, but it's still, you know, still a bit tricky to tour as much as we did. Can't quite launch back into it. It's definitely not the same as, you know, as we were talking about it. Everything's still a little bit askew, but we have big things lined up for next year. We're doing our first tour of Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, in March, and then we're going to be going back to Europe in the spring, and we're actually going to be going out to visit Duke as well sometime during April and maybe do some more writing together again.
Super cool. So needless to say, this relationship that you two have formed with him is continuing to flourish now, yeah?
Yeah, it is. We're definitely in touch, and we've been talking about for a while, just even getting together and spending some time just listening to, you know, like the guy has over 10,000 rare and unreleased 78 recordings that I like, that to me is just an absolute treasure trove. And to have the opportunity to sit with such a, you know, an influential, well-established storybook of experiences and knowledge of this music, that's just so thrilling for us. So we're really looking forward to it.
Geez, can you pack me in your suitcase and take me with you when you go?
We secured, man.
He lives in Rochester, so.
Yeah, he's not far from you. Yeah.
Really? That's actually just a hop and a skip away.
Actually, maybe we'll have to come down and visit you when we're there.
Yeah, you know, that'd be fantastic. I'd love to show you around our beautiful territories. And of course, you know, there are a lot of Seneca-specific things out in that area, too. In fact, I'm going to be taking my mom out that way here in a couple of days. So,
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, congratulations on everything that you have going on. You guys really are kind of my heroes. You know that?
Oh, man, that's so sweet. Thank you so much.
The blues is alive and well, and in part thanks to talented and passionate, dedicated individuals like yourself who study the history and are kind of trying to capture some of this. I mean, you know, and of course, I don't want to get off on this tangent, but I mean, even attention to detail, like recording with tape, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, so that's kind of very important to us. Is like, I want to take everything and give it, do it justice. You know, we don't want to add in things that might not stick out, or, you know, like, we do want it to be very traditional, but at the same time still write our own songs and record it traditionally. So we record it to 2-inch tape, live off the floor, got the old RCA microphones, and using a lot of vintage gear and trying to get that sound and pay a lot of attention to that detail. And it feels really good when somebody catches on to that and knows what we're trying to lay down, you know. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been so fun getting caught up with you two post-pandemic, you know, of course. And one last question before I let you go. Where can people find more Blue Moon Marquee at?
The website is www.bluemoonmarquee.com, MARQUEE. And it's all on there, maybe links to videos and how you can get the new album shipped to you and tour dates, all of it.
Al, Jazz, thank you for your time. Thank you for your craft and a great collection of songs. I certainly hope you'll join me on Gyno again soon.
Oh, man, anytime. You can call me anytime. Love talking with you, man.
Thank you, Brett.
On my mind.
Jazz from Blue Moon Marquee, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Maybe. Have a beautiful day.
She met there, she didn't know where he came from, but he told her every simple thing she had done. The band at the well blessed her soul to move on. Her friends asked, well, did you know the man? She said,
for this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Keep me in your memory burning bright. signal fire slowly fading in tonight. Keep the empty picture frame above. The bar and serve strong tall drink to those you love. And don't forget the rainfall that once gave life to a single seed upon a Freshville grave. And the morning will come and end the night, for every soul finds truth in the darkness and the light. And the light. Let my ghost wander neath the shade of those northern rocky peaks and foothills where we lay. And let my buckskin stallion wander free, for he has earned the right to live his days in peace. Empty the last cartridge from my gun. Piece of wooden iron stolen meant good man's son. May redemption still be found for me. The kind of younger me would not receive. Would not receive.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.